like to say it's the sound of all the dreams of European unity smashing, but I was just walking past the bottle bank. I thought I'd do a little treaty jitters on what on earth I'm thinking about this ridiculous treaty. In the end, I keep getting pulled in two directions. On the one hand, someone's come round and they've said, nice country you've got here. Shame if all your fingers got broken when you were trying to use it. And that's kind of a compelling argument if you like fingers. And that's what they're saying. We'll take away the money that keeps you alive if you don't vote yes. And you know, that is quite persuasive. And then on the other hand, they say, well, you know, if you vote no, what are you going to do to yourself? And probably the answer is break all your fingers due to the lack of money. But you're also going to be saying, well, this is a very stupid treaty. It's very stupid. It's an attempt to write one side of an eternal political argument into law. And pays no attention to the fact that people change their mind about these things. And indeed, factually, or, well, as factually as anything in economics can be, it's wrong-headed. It ignores anything that was ever learnt any time there was a large depression and Mr. Keynes's book is wheeled out, which is, when you're in the middle of a depression, don't keep cutting. When you're in a boom, don't keep spending. All that kind of thing. You know, counter-cyclical stuff. So, on the one hand, you've got a choice. You can vote no, which is probably the right choice as a political decision if you were being asked about it, if you were sitting in Britain or, I don't know, Luxembourg or something like that, where you'd say, do you agree with the ideas in this treaty? No. They are stupid. Plus, the treaty would probably collapse within a couple of months anyway, because you actually can't write one side of a political argument into law and expect that law to stand. People just change the law again later. So, the treaty will probably collapse and we shouldn't support it by voting yes. But on the other hand, we, here in Ireland, probably should vote yes and keep our heads down so that someone doesn't come around and, you know, take our money, break our fingers. And then, what does that mean? Well, it means they'll probably get a yes vote here, probably. And I probably will hold my nose and vote yes myself. But it also means that the idea of European unity and the European project and all that stuff that we kind of hear echoes of every now and then in Ireland, but that has been basically the major narrative in mainland Europe for the last 50 years, 60 years now, that it's been completely abandoned. It's every country for themselves, and mostly the big ones are bigger than the small ones. So instead of what we thought was the old Athenian offer to drive back the Persians in exchange for a bit of money to keep the ships running, we suddenly find that now the Persians are gone, we're part of the Athenian Empire, and if we don't pay up, they send the ships round and bombard the state. It wasn't a great deal then, and it doesn't look like long term it's a great deal now. So, well, yes for now, but probably bigger no's to come. That's it.